bunch of little stuff I did last year in the files.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting back to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item. And it's, we have several of them. And let's start with consider resolution adopting changes to the title, salary range, and job description for a position in the treasurer's office. And my display went
gone.
I would finish it, but I don't have it in printing. There you go. Treasurer's office, banking and finance manager. So.
Yeah, good morning, commissioners. Thank you. Gonna give you a few fun facts. Since I just celebrated my 42nd year here on August 11th. When I started here in 1981, we had 6 full-time employees in my office and 1 part-time that included the treasurer. Today, fast forward, and the tax roll at that time was 18 million total. Total. Fast forward to 2023, we have 6 full-time employees and our total tax roll is 250 million. So I would say over those 42 years, we've done quite well in ensuring that we haven't expanded our office unnecessarily. We've utilized technology to keep up with the growth. And this is part of a succession plan that I've had for the last few years. And this is just one more step. I've got a 15-year employee that will be retiring in 2024. And I will not be running again. So it's just part of ensuring that what has happened over the past 42 years continues and that there are people in place that can continue and work for the benefit of the taxpayers. So this position is part of that. And it's to bring in to get somebody in the position that, so that when the time does come, there's not a huge shoot that we have the people, the experience, and the expertise in place. So.
Thank you for doing that. It's not what I experienced when I walked into this seat, quite the opposite. And so I can see how giving and beneficial that is to the county. Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I'll echo that, Tracy. You've been here a long time and weathered a lot of county changes and different things, and your tenure is so noted, and thank you for your service to the citizens of Canyon County and for your statements that you have operated efficiently and with fiscal responsibility in mind. Your numbers when you come, your reports that you provide, your services to the citizens of the community, so that all of those services from tax deed to all of that, you're always mindful of the people behind those faces and doors that you knock on. So you're welcome. I just want to understand, you are hiring an outside person, or you have someone internally that will be filling this role?
That has not been determined. I'm not going to make that determination at this point. This was the skill set that we were wanting to bring in. We reclassified the position that has been funded but unfilled to ensure that we do bring in the skill set that we feel needed going forward.
Thank you. And I wasn't necessary. I was just looking to see what that looked like, what that road looked like. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is a good move. If I've learned nothing in 8 months, it's been that with the extremely fast growth of this county, we've had numerous people in positions wearing multiple hats. And for us to continue to try to keep up with the growth and do what we need to do to provide services to the citizens of this county, we kind of need to share some of those hats with some other people to keep going. So I'm totally in favor of this. So with that, I move that we approve the resolution adopting changes to the title, salary range, and job description for a position in the treasurer's office, banking and finance manager, as presented by our treasurer.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next action item would be a notice of intent to award for the election CM/CG project. Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Again, good morning. Yeah, through the process of reviewing proposals that have came in for the CMGC for the elections building, we have came as a committee together and we have selected Bennington as the awarded contractor for this elections building.
Herman?
Yes.
Rick, Jayden, you were talking about hats. You're wearing a lot of them in your capacity, and your skill set across the trades is very valuable to the county, and your ability to manage personnel and projects will be a benefit as we move forward with what we're done. So I am confident that the careful selection of this contractor, and he's done other projects for the county, will be a good move for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Looks good to me.
We appreciate the process and we've been involved with it. This isn't just a news to us this morning. It's been multi-step, and so this is just one more step in moving towards awarding a contract, getting the building built, and making it reality.
Chairman?
Yes.
Are you ready for the present action item? I move that we sign the notice of intent to award for the election CMGC contractor for the county.
All right. Any discussions? A second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we have the signature page up here. I do. Somewhere. Yikes.
I have one, Chairman.
Literally hidden. Yeah, that's the trouble. And give it to me ahead of time. All right. And so we can get ready and go ahead and get prepared to talk about meeting to consider matters related to medical image.
Are we taking a break?
Let's take one break and then we can restart.